I don't know how many times I've heard someone say, I just need help with my marketing. And every time I want to respond with, no, what you actually need is a map out of the fog you're calling a business strategy. Because here's the truth. Until you define what success actually looks like for your client, all that marketing is just expensive noise dressed in nice graphics. Today, I'm going to give you the exact tool I use to map client transformation so you can stop selling vague deliverables and start delivering irresistible outcomes. But before we dive in, do yourself a favor and hit that subscribe button because this show is engineered to make you the most buzzworthy brand in your space. And trust me, you don't want to miss what's coming next.
Welcome to the Buzzworthy Marketing Podcast. Here's your host, Michael Baczynski.
Welcome back, Buzzworthy Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Baczynski, but you, my friends, can call me Buzz. If you caught last week's episode on the focused to scale framework, you'll remember we touched on something I called outcome mapping, that process of defining what success actually looks like for your clients. And I say touched on because, let's be honest, I only gave you a taste. Today, we're diving headfirst into it because understanding your client's desired outcome is the difference between a meh offer and a magical one that practically closes itself. See, what's costing service-based businesses a small fortune every year isn't your ad spend or that dusty CRM subscription you forgot to cancel. It's vague promises. You know the kind. We help increase profitability. We improve operational efficiency. We generate more employee engagement. Nothing like a good old pitch that promises increased engagement, am I right? That might be as useful as a screen door on a submarine. I mean, it sounds important. It's got the corporate buzzword energy, but nobody knows what the heck it actually means or what they're supposed to do with it. And that's the real problem. Too many entrepreneurs are out here trying to sell a process instead of promise. Services instead of stories of success. Tasks instead of transformation. You think you're pitching value, but what your clients are hearing is a to-do list with a big old invoice stapled to it. That's not inspiring. That's exhausting. And let's be real. Nobody buys your services because they're just dying to hear about your methodology. They buy because they believe you can take them somewhere better than where they are right now. That belief, that's the magic. And today we're going to bottle that magic using the outcome mapping framework.
Here's a buzzworthy insight.
People don't buy your process. They buy the promise of a better version of themselves after working with you. All right, let's get tactical. You've probably heard some version of this question before. What does success look like for your client? But today, I want to reframe that into something way more powerful, something called the from to framework. Here's the deal. If you want your marketing to resonate, if you want prospects to actually lean in and say, yes, that's me, you've got to show them the before and after, not just the deliverables, the difference. Ask yourself, what can your client do now that they couldn't do before they worked with you? And I'm not talking about the fluff like they now have a higher employee engagement. I'm talking real transformation. Tangible wins, emotional relief, business breakthroughs. Let me give you a real example. A few years back, I worked with a business coach who was grinding harder than a DJ at a high school prom. She was working 80 hours a week, missing dinner with her kids, and still barely keeping up with the client deliverables. She came to me for help with her marketing, as she said. But what she really needed was clarity on the outcome she wanted for herself and for her clients. Together, we mapped out her ideal clients from to transformation. And we streamlined her offers around that, and boom, She went from burnt out and buried to leading a lean team, coaching only high-value clients, and taking Fridays off. Yes, took Fridays off. Oh, and her revenue, it doubled in less than a year. Her client promise became crystal clear. From chasing inconsistent income and working weekends to running a scalable business with a predictable revenue and personal freedom. That's not coaching service. That's a life upgrade. And when you start thinking in these terms, when you stop pitching what you do and start describing where your clients end up, your value becomes undeniable. It's no longer about the features. It's about the finish line. All right. Time to roll up those metaphoric sleeves and get to work. This is the part where you stop just listening and actually build something buzzworthy. We're going to map your client transformation using the From To framework. Think of it like this. You're not just offering a service. You're guiding somebody from point A, where things are kind of stuck, to point B, where they're fist pumping in the mirror going, damn, we did it. So let's get started. Step one, define where your client is before they find you. And I want you to get very specific. What sucks? What's broken? What's keeping them up at night? Maybe they're buried in busy work. Maybe they're leading a small team, but have no idea if there's people are even working. Maybe they're working harder than ever and somehow making less. Whatever it is, name it. Say it out loud. Write it down. Swear at it if you have to. Now let's go to the good stuff with step two. Picture what success looks like for them. Not for you, not your portfolio. I'm talking about tangible wins, emotional relief, and lifestyle upgrades. Can they take weekends off now? Is their team finally aligned? Do they actually look forward to client calls again? What's the visible transformation that your work helps create? Because that's what they're paying for. That's the outcome that sells. And now here's where it all comes together. I want you to write a simple, powerful sentence using this format. From the pain to the transformation. Need a few examples? You got it. From chaotic lead gen that never converts to a marketing system that predictably turns strangers into sales. Or from stressing over spreadsheets every month to having crystal clear cash flow and a confident plan for growth. Here's one from one of my team leaders. From being the bottleneck in every project to leading a team that runs without constant babysitting. Go ahead, pause this episode if you need to and write your from to statement right now. And if you're driving or on a treadmill, cool. Just shout it out loud like a weirdo. Nobody's important is watching, okay? I'm serious. Because once you've got your from to dialed in, you're not just selling a service anymore. You're selling a vision. And let me tell you, vision is a whole lot easier to sell than deliverables and buzzwords. All right, now that you've got your from to statement, what the heck are you gonna do with it? Well, my friends, this thing is about to become your Swiss Army knife of marketing and sales. And I'm not exaggerating. That one sentence, you can plug in everywhere and instantly elevate the clarity and, dare I say, the sex appeal of your message. Let's break it down. First up, your website. That headline at the top of your homepage? Yeah, that's prime real estate. Ditch the generic, "we help businesses grow" nonsense and plug in your from to statement. Give people a reason to scroll. Now let's look at your sales deck. That first slide shouldn't be about you. It should be about them, where they are, where they want to go, and how you're the guide that gets them there. And you can take the same stance with case studies. Don't just say, "we help client X increase efficiency by 27%. Start the story with their from and close with their two. Suddenly, your proof isn't just numbers. It's a journey people can see themselves in, which is really important in pitches and proposals. So before you dive into the details of what you do, remind them why they're here. They're not shopping for deliverables. They're chasing outcomes. And don't forget your lead magnets. Your freebie isn't just an ebook or a checklist. It's the first step on the path to their transformation. Show them the promise before you show them the product. Look, this is the reframe most entrepreneurs miss. You're not offering a deliverable. You're offering a destination. Big difference. When you sell a deliverable, people compare you on price. When you sell a destination, they compare you on belief. Do they believe you can get them there?
Here's a buzzworthy insight.
When clients can see themselves in your marketing, you stop selling and start selecting. And that's where the real fun begins, because now you're not chasing leads, you're curating clients. So let's zoom out for a second. You started this episode thinking about services, deliverables, maybe even wondering why some of your pitches just aren't landing the way they should. But now you've got a tool that reframes everything. Your from to statement isn't just copy, it's clarity. It's the golden thread that connects what you do to what your clients desperately want. So here's the next step. Start using it. Don't just write it down on a napkin and tuck it away for later. Use it in your next sales call. Use it in a social media post, or maybe just change your homepage header with your from to statement. Because it won't work unless you put it into action. And if you want help dialing in that transformation story, the one that makes your perfect client say, "Where have you been all my life?" I've opened up a few spots this week for discovery calls. No pitch, no pressure, just real conversation about how we can bring more buzz to your messaging and make sure your marketing is positioning outcomes, not offers, outcomes. So head over to buzzworthy.marketing/podcast and grab a time that works for you. It's important to remember that your clients aren't looking for another service provider. They're looking for someone who sees who they can become and helps them get them there. And that, my fellow entrepreneurs, is how you stop being a commodity and start becoming a category of one. So until next time, I'm Buzz, reminding you that being boring is a choice. So stay buzzworthy.